What are you hoping to impart to your intern?
Well, I think it's an opportunity to work in Parliament, see some of the things that MPs get up to, the work we do. I think it also gives a person a chance to sort of broaden their knowledge and outlook of politics, and also it's constantly active. I mean, every day is different, and we're on the go the whole time. So he's going to be very, very tired, you know, after every day, you know. And, I don't imagine he wants to be home much before the early hours of the morning any day. So,
and the age-old question, but how difficult is it to square your faith with decisions made in Parliament?
I think that at the end of the day, we all act on our, as our conscience tells us. And I think there are times when we're putting things through Parliament that are extremely difficult, and you have to weigh up, is this right? There have been a number of things recently I've had lots of letters about, and when we're trying to, you know, right what is a perceived wrong, for many people, we are creating a further problem. I think was it Burke who said something about your representative owes you, you know, his judgment. And a lot of people, unfortunately, tend to think that MPs are delegates. And when they come to me and they say, we want you to do such and such, they think you have to do such and such. Well, you've got to act as your conscience tells you on these matters.
Sure.
So,
middle of summer.
Yeah.
Most times, it isn't there aren't issues before us that cause that kind of conscience worry, but there are times when it is, and you've got to decide what you're going to do.
And you've said it's going to be incredibly busy for your intern. Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to this? Is this a worthwhile process?
Yes, I think it is, because it'll be beneficial to me, because I'll have somebody else with a fresh pair of eyes looking at some of the things I'm doing. I served a number of years as a minister, and I always took the view that I wasn't the source of all wisdom and knowledge, and I encouraged argument and debate. I'm not a consensual politician. I don't believe in consensual politics. I think that's a lot of rubbish. I think by argument and debate, that's how we form our ideas, form our policies, and it's a better way. It's the only way for me, anyway, to arrive at a conclusion or on an issue. And so I'm looking forward to John having an input there and saying, you know, that's a stupid thing if you're going to do that. Are you serious about saying that?
So you're going to open the door for him to have his say?
Oh, I think it's important. I mean, I spent 20-odd years in newspapers and publishing before coming into the Commons, and too often I found with my young journalists, they seem to think that the source of all news was the bits and pieces on my desk instead of going out and finding things for themselves. Yeah. And I do, you know, that sort of challenge, and, you know, I think it's essential. And if he's going to get anything out of it, it's got to be along those lines.
And finally, what would you hope that your intern would take away from the experience?
I hope he'll take away a better understanding of how Parliament works. I hope he'll take away not just impressions, but also perhaps some ideas of how things could be made better. I hope he'll take away a feeling of satisfaction that he's done something that's been worthwhile, that he's learned something, he's benefited from the experience. If that occurs, then what more can we ask?